Greetings. I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. If you've been with us in recent videos, you know I'm in a different location. This is my home office. I'll probably begin to record some of my videos from here. Today, we're in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. But before we begin with the scripture passage, let's begin with a word of praise. As Christians, we should praise God every day. The psalmist said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." So what is one thing for which we could praise God today? I would encourage you to praise God for His truthfulness. When God speaks, He always speaks the truth, God's truthfulness. I think of Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, which says, "God is not a man that he might lie, or a son of man that he might change his mind. Does he speak and not act, or promise and not fulfill?" And of course, the answer is no. God always speaks the truth. I think of Titus chapter 1, verse 2, "In the hope of eternal life, that God, who cannot lie, promised before time." We praise you, Lord, today for your truthfulness. Now, John chapter 10. If you've been with us in previous devotions, you know that in John chapter 9, Jesus heals a man born blind. But Jesus healed him on the Sabbath, and the Jewish leaders have taken exception to this. They're very angry about this. And so the Jewish leaders kick this healed man out of the fellowship. They kick him out of the synagogue, out of the temple, out of the Jewish faith family. But Jesus accepts him into the family of God. And that really sets up John chapter 10, where Jesus is going to talk about the true shepherd, and he's going to talk about the false shepherds. Let's look. Chapter 10, verse 1, "Truly I tell you, anyone who doesn't enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber." Now, a sheep pen, or your Bible may say a sheep fold, is simply a courtyard, or it could be a fenced-in area where the sheep are kept. Oftentimes at night, they would keep the sheep in this pen, and sometimes they would even combine several flocks of sheep all in one pen. There would be one doorway, and there would be a guard at that doorway to make sure that none of the sheep exited during the night and no thief broke in to steal sheep. And so Jesus says the true shepherd comes through the gate, but those who come over the wall to get a sheep, those people are thieves and robbers. Now, knowing that, let's look at verse 2. "The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep." Now, here we see that the shepherd enters by the gate. We're going to see a little bit of a mixed metaphor here as we go all the way through chapter 10, but just hang with me for a moment. At this point, the gate stands for the promised Messiah. And so Jesus, unlike the Jewish leaders, Jesus comes as the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the shepherd, and he enters the gate, and the gate here stands for the Messiah. He comes as the Messiah. Now, the Jewish leaders, so to speak, were crawling over the walls, and they were thieves and robbers. Look at verse 3. "The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out." Now, specifically at this point in the parable, the sheep pen represents Israel, and Jesus has come to call out the sheep that are truly his. But this has an application not just for that day and for those people, but for us as well today. The sheep, one of the things we learn, is the sheep that are his, they recognize his voice and they hear his call. Jesus is still calling sheep. He is still calling us to him. And we hear his voice and we recognize his voice and we respond. Now, the other thing we see here is that Jesus calls us to himself. Those who are his will hear and respond to Christ's call. Look at verse 4. "When he was brought, all his own outside, when he has brought all his own outside, he goes ahead of them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. Now, shepherds today and shepherds in the West, they herd sheep by driving them. They get behind them or beside them. They use sheepdogs sometimes, and they scare the sheep to get them to go in a certain direction. But that's not how these Near Eastern shepherds worked. They didn't work that way then. They don't work that way today. They would go ahead of the sheep, and they would call the sheep. The sheep would recognize their voice, and the sheep would follow them. Now, that's a picture of two things. First of all, how Jesus leads us. He calls us to follow him. And then secondly, it's really a picture of how spiritual leadership should work in general. How should we lead other people to the Lord? We should ask them to follow us. Our lives, our lifestyles, our words should be such that people follow us and find Jesus. Verse 5. They will never follow a stranger. Instead, they will run away from him because they don't know the voice of the strangers. It's said that even when several flocks would all be held in the same pen, that in the morning the different shepherds could come, stand outside the pen, and each could call the sheep, and the sheep would recognize the voice of the different shepherds, and the sheep would always go to the right shepherd. That amazes me. Now, we should listen to hear the voice of our shepherd, the good shepherd. There are always false shepherds that are calling us. We must be careful to listen only to the voice of the true shepherd. Look at verse 6. Jesus gave them this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Now, they didn't understand at this point, but Jesus in the next few verses is going to give some further explanation, and we'll see that in a future devotion. But what does this teach us so far? Well, as I said, we're not finished, and so there's still some application for us to cover later. But I think one thing that we can see so far is that Jesus is our shepherd. He knows us by name. He provides for our protection. He leads us to the fields. He leads us to water. And ultimately, the sheep don't need to fret because their shepherd takes care of them. And we have a good shepherd. Isn't that encouraging? You know, the psalmist said, offer to God thanksgiving. We every day should thank the Lord for something he has done for us. I want to encourage you today to thank the Lord for the person who is most instrumental in you coming to know the Lord. Maybe it's somebody that shared the gospel with you. Maybe it's somebody who invited you to church. Maybe it's a group of people who encouraged your faith as it came along. But think of those people that God used to bring you to him and say a prayer of thanksgiving for those people. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe button on your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.